Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you.
Nobody's going to know what I'm talking about, but was that Max Headroom? Do you remember that?
Max Headroom?
Headroom? What was his?
Headroom?
Is that what his name was?
Yeah.
The guy on the TV?
Yeah.
From the 80s?
Yeah.
I don't know what show that was, but...
Max Headroom.
Enough of this funny business. It's time to get down to business.
Business.
Business. This is Milestone Episode 76.
We're just chalking these off. I mean, we're going to be at 100 before you know it.
This is an in-studio planning party part two with our special guest, Andrew. Andrew, how's it going?
Going great, guys. Glad to be back down in Hickman County recording this with you guys.
Andrew didn't have to drive down this time. He actually slept in my car.
For the last 3 days?
Yep.
Wow, that's...
He's dedicated.
Mighty brave of him.
Running out of sick days at work.
He's already actually gotten fired from work now.
I thought the paparazzi let him stay in the treehouse.
What treehouse you talking about, Derek? I don't know.
You know.
That's the guard tower.
Oh.
Yes.
Sniper tower. You've got snipers out there,
don't
you?
We've got to. I mean, it's bad.
With tasers.
I bought the guard tower with all the money we get from our sponsors.
Well, we're going to jump right into it, guys. We're enough beating around the hedgehog here. We're going for it.
Okay.
Speaking of going for it, there was once a candle who lived in a shoe.
What? Can we please?
It stayed lit until somebody blew.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's so funny that he gets so upset about these candle things, and he mentions Taylor Swift every fifth word.
I do not. Not anymore, because...
He hates it.
He
hates it.
I'm going to figure out what this candle thing is and where it came from.
Well, it is now time to get... Andrew's not here to listen to us goof off. He is here to help us plan his vacation. And if you go back to episode 75, which was released on Monday, we helped him plan out his first day. We figured out he's staying at Pop Century November 21st, 22nd, 23rd. That is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of Thanksgiving week. And now we are ready to help him plan his last 2 days.
Let's use the word help loosely.
That's true. Andrew, do you feel like you've been helped?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Lots of help. Lots of information for me to sift through. I've got all my note cards over here. They're
bingo.
Filling up quickly. So it's going to take me some time to filter through all this, but I'm excited to have this information at my disposal.
Well, and as we've said since we started this podcast, the reason we're here is planning a Disney World vacation is a lot. There's a lot that goes into it. And as Andrew has shared with us, his wife has high expectations for his planning. And he's got a little girl, 3 years old, Emma. They want to have a good time, and that's why we're here. That's the whole reason why we do what we do.
Hey, let's get started, because we almost ran out of time. Last time, we just planned 1 day.
That's true.
So we're going to plan two days. So let's get going. So we're starting out at Animal Kingdom.
But first, we're going to let Derek drop the beat. Reminds me of the harp player at Animal Kingdom. All right, so Andrew, what do you know about Animal Kingdom?
Not much. We
Perfect.
never been to Animal Kingdom. Emma loves animals, so we're excited about the possibility of her enjoying the safaris and things like that. So, outside of that, we are an open book.
So Derek, what's your first tip as we get set to plan his Animal Kingdom day?
Just like on the previous day, it's going to be get there early. This is going to be Thanksgiving Day.
That is correct.
So I'm not...
Thanksgiving
Day, yes. Last year, it looks like they opened up at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. opening. So I'm just not sure. So you're wanting to do Flight of Passage?
If we can, yeah. I think that's something we'd like to try to get in.
I think Animal Kingdom, if you don't bother with Flight of Passage first thing, I think Animal Kingdom is one of those where you can literally do pretty much every ride and a lot of character meets before lunch. And then leave the afternoon open for shows. If you can get one fast pass for Flight of Passage, which I think you'll be able to, and then just use the rider swap to let your wife ride it, man, I think he can do a lot. If it opens at 8 a.m., even on Thanksgiving Day, I think you can get a lot done by not going to Flight of Passage first thing in the morning. What do you think, Craig?
You're still there at Rope Drop, but you're not heading to Flight of Passage. You're heading over to Navi River, which is what we did when we went, and we were like the first two people, and we walked real slow. We didn't get into hustle and bustle, and we were there probably the first four or five people on the ride. So that's very doable, and then you can go and do that. You are going to want to ride Kilimanjaro Safaris. All of you want to do that, but you're going to want to ride the at Mount Everest by yourself, because you, Rachel, like you said, probably not a big ride on that, and definitely Emma's not wanting to, but you can get on there single person real quick. So that's a good way to do that. Like Matthew said, you're trying to get all the rides in. Even that right there, Rachel and Emma can wait because it won't take you very long to ride that ride as a single rider. Right, Derek?
Yes. If they have the single rider line up going, I know I've been sometimes when they've had it closed for some reason, and I never knew exactly why. But it, as long as that single rider line's open, even on a busy day, it's going to – it might be a 15-minute wait.
Can you do rider swap through single rider?
You cannot.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
So let's kind of start where we started on the last episode. What time?
Before we get there, I'm sorry. I wanted to say something about, we said this off air, but Andrew's going to stay there at the park late. So he's going to have a hard time getting up next morning. But you can do it. You know, again, you're looking at just a few days.
He's young.
Dedication. Yeah. I mean, there's a possibility if it does, like last year, the park's open until 2 o'clock in the morning at Magic Kingdom. So you're going from 2 o'clock to getting up about 6 something to head over to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I was going to advise him. I think I would be at the bus stop by 6:30 just because the park opens, if the park opens at 8, Navi River Journey and Flight of Passage, they're going to open more like 7:40. They usually lead you over to Pandora earlier than that. So you can go and do Navi River Journey technically before the rest of the parks even open. So that's what my advice is going to be, go there first thing. I think we left our hotel about 6:30 last time, which we got an Uber, but it's not as important to get there as early as we did that. And if you're going to Navi River Journey first, I'd go Navi River Journey right off the bat. I would then head over to Kilimanjaro Safaris, because the animals are going to be up and active early in the morning. That'll be the best time of the day to ride it, in my opinion. And then by the time you get off that, you're looking at about 8:30, probably about 8:45. And you're still looking at low waits everywhere else. What do you guys think?
I would agree. I would say that low waits is relative to the rest of the day. Not low waits compared to September. I think if he went to Expedition Everest by himself and then the kids, or Rachel and Emma, went to Dinoland and rode Triceratops Spin. Craig, can you say that for me? What's it?
You said it.
I'm just worried that the waits are still going to be not substantial, but perhaps more than a little one might be willing to wait.
And I would say in your planning for this day, I would not worry a whole lot about riding Dinosaur for you or for Rachel or for Emma. Emma will not like it at all. But even for you and Rachel, it's not a must do. So I wouldn't worry about that. You can spend some time over in Dino Land. I think there's some fun things for all three of y'all. And definitely.
I still, though, even though it's going to be a crowded time of year, I don't think you're going to run into a lot of crowds prior to 9:30, 10 in the morning. We were there in December, and that's one thing I noticed. We were there at a really crowded time, and you're going to get a lot done before 10 a.m., obviously any day of the year, but even now I think you will. So, guys.
So, you said earlier shows after lunch, also Boneyard after lunch?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you do have lunch where that day?
We do have lunch at the Tusker House at 11:25.
That's a good time, and you'll be a little tired by that point in the day because you've been up early, and that'll give you a good relaxing time. But you also get to meet some characters, guys. Where do we think Andrew should use his fast passes? How about Craig picks one, Derek picks one, I pick one. Does that sound good?
I'm probably using it for Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Oh, I'm gonna meet Minnie and Mickey.
Craig said Kilimanjaro Safaris. Derek says meet Mickey and Minnie at Adventures Outpost, which, I mean, with little ones, that's about your only option. Emma, I don't think it's tall enough. Doesn't need to ride. No kid that young needs to ride Dinosaur. Too short for Expedition Everest. Too short for Cali River Rapids.
What we said earlier was Flight of Passage.
I'm going to say one of you get a fast pass for Flight of Passage, and the other get a fast pass for about the same time for Navi River Journey. And then you can ride or swap and do all that. Do you have any questions, Andrew?
No. You know, it sounds like that's going to be done by around 10, right? 10:30?
Honestly, I probably would not get Safari Fast Pass, because if I'm going to rope drop Navi and then go straight to Safari...
You don't think you'll need it?
I'm probably not going to want to ride that twice, because right. That's a good... It can be up to a 30-minute ride. It's not always an enjoyable 30 minutes.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking there's only so many rides that little ones can do. And the good thing about the Safaris is it is a different ride every time, you know. So that was my thinking.
And you can always use fast passes for Lion King.
Yeah, so Lion King after your Tusker House lunch, I think that's where we go into show mode. Festival of Lion King is the number one, I think. Mm-hmm. You got Finding Nemo the Musical. Don't go see Up, A Great Bird Adventure.
Yes.
Don't fall for it. It's awful.
No.
Is there another break today?
No, we are nappers, so probably after lunch we're going to head back to Pop, take a couple hour breather, and then get back into it that afternoon.
I would start with Lion King, Festival Lion King when you got back. I would at some point work Boneyard in there, give her some time to play there.
Just be sure you check your times guide on the shows, because usually after 5 or 6 in the evening they stop showing those stage shows. So just make sure if that's something you really want to do, maybe do that before you go back for the nap.
Bug's Life would be, like I said, it could be a little scary.
Yeah, I mean, Derek and I are kind of in agreement that that's for the young one. It's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
But you do have some care. Now, one thing we do need to mention is maybe around, if you find at this point she does like characters, maybe find yourself around 10 a.m. over in Dino Land, because there's a ton of characters over there, as we saw with the Donald's Dino Land Bash. So that may be something to keep an eye out for. Guys, so he goes back, he takes his nap. You enjoy the pool at Pop Century, I'm sure. How does he spend his evening?
I've never been in the evening. How late are the walking trails open?
I don't know.
That's a good answer.
Well, are we riding the train over to...
That is going to be closed by about 4 or 4:30 every day.
So there's probably not a chance of going over there at all?
I don't know that it's worth the ride over there. It's got a little petting area, but I really don't think it's worth
it. And the more I think about this, Andrew, the more I think the Animal Kingdom may be a type of park where you don't take a break, but you just call it an early day.
And you will, because what time does the park close?
Well, the park closes, last year it closed at 10. Because they do have a lot of nighttime offerings now that they didn't do. But I know, you know, we went in the spring and took our 4-year-old and 1-year-old then. And that's kind of how we did it, is we got there at 6:45 in the morning and we left about 5 that night. Because after that, there really, I don't want to say there's not a lot to do at Animal Kingdom at night. There is, but...
You've done a lot.
You've done so much. And again, there's not shows that you can watch at night except for Rivers of Light. And that's kind of a hassle for a family like yours to see. So that may be something to think about. You know, maybe let her take a nap at the park that day in her stroller or in one of those shows and just kind of push through and then just call it an early night. Because... honestly, guys, he's getting up early Wednesday morning to go to Magic Kingdom. He's getting up really early Thursday morning on Thanksgiving to go to Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're getting up early Friday morning, it might be a good night to call it early.
I would agree with that. I would probably stick it out after lunch and call it a day probably by 3:00. And because I think you're going to be able to do just about everything that I think that your family would want to do.
And honestly, that will give you time to go back and relax and enjoy the afternoon at the pool or just in the room, just kick back, relax. That way you can make, have a good final day at Magic Kingdom and not be worn out.
Absolutely. My girls are they love the pool, so I think that will be one of the things that, we would like to check out, like to spend some time doing as long as the weather permits on Thanksgiving Day there in November.
So. Well, and you got to go back and eat the big turkey, too. I mean, you know, back in the room that you threw in the microwave.
I was about to say, I think that's pretty neat that you're going to eat at Tusker House for lunch on Thanksgiving Day. I think that'd be a cool place to have Thanksgiving lunch. So, well done there.
All right. So, we're back at the hotel. They've done that.
We called an early night. We're going to get up. And Andrew may decide to take all this and just trash it. I mean, that'd be fine, too. Now, last year, Magic Kingdom opened at 8, but it had extra magic hours at 7 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving it did. And I don't know if that's something y'all will be able to do. We tried it a couple times in December when we were there, and about the earliest we got there was 7:30. But I'm telling you, even on a crowded time of year, Andrew, if you can get there at 7 a.m., from like 7 to 8:30, it's almost like a ghost town. Like the fog is still out. I mean, there's not much of a wait for anything. Odds are it's going to be a little chilly, but if you can get there at 7 a.m., you'll be surprised by how few people are there. So what do you guys think? Any advice for his final day at Magic Kingdom?
For me, you've already checked off a lot of things on your list. So this day is just, all right, what do we enjoy doing? And let's do it again. You know, there's going to be things that you're always going to say since you haven't been there in a while, and Emma has not been. Did you say Rachel's ever been?
She has. She was young, though.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that you have never done, you did now. So you don't, like, I mean, it's a small world. I don't know if you'd ever have to do that ever again, ever in your whole entire life. But everything else, you can kind of say, well, I really enjoyed this. Let's go do that again. But you don't feel like you got to do anything because you've done everything. So maybe, like Matthew and Derek was saying earlier, maybe a few more, if she enjoyed the characters, a lot of character greets this day. So, Derek?
Yeah, so where would we go with our fast passes for this day?
All right, so we're getting there early, like you said. Where are we going to? Are we rope dropping again? And which direction we're going this time, just to start the day?
And
are we
rope dropping? Just a reminder, where are you eating lunch that day?
So we've got lunch at Ohana at, let me check my note card.
Well, technically breakfast.
Breakfast, yes. Yeah. Breakfast at Ohana, 11:40.
That's a really good call. I like that.
Well, especially if you're getting there at 7. I mean, you've got a big day planned already.
And even if something happens and you don't get there until 8, don't panic. That happened to us in December. You'll still, from 8 to 9, you'll pretty much have the run of the mill.
No, I asked which direction we're going and starting with at Rope Drop.
Well, I think it's natural to go the one place that maybe he hasn't been, which that could be Tomorrowland. It could be Adventureland, depending on how his first day went. So let's talk fast passes. Okay. You may have done this prior to Wednesday, prior to Friday, but I'm going to pick. I think you should use one of them at. You guys may think this sounds stupid. I'm going to use one at Tomorrowland Speedway. I know my little boys like it. Let Emma drive a car.
She loves driving, riding.
Then
all
I think
those
she'll
things.
Like that, and it builds weights early in the day. Because it's kind of a slow loader. So I think maybe one fast pass there. What do you guys think?
I agree with that. That was actually going to be where I was going to go at Rope Drop. And for me, if I'm going to rope drop it, I'm not going to really look for a fast pass for it. I'm probably going to look for a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train fast pass for this day, since that you've done kind of Emma stuff the first day. Let mom and dad have a few rides today. So that's right, she can 38 inches again, but again, let her watch it and see.
Yeah, I might want to see how she does with some of the other rides the first day.
You could, and again, maybe only one of you, maybe one of you get a fast pass and see about rider swap. I don't think they'll give you a hard time, even if she can ride it. If she chooses not to, I think you can still get that rider swap. And maybe both of you could ride it and then tell her she wouldn't like it anyway. So, but that's my fast pass would probably be before Mine Train on that day and to Rope Drop. Because the Tomorrowland Speedway does get quite a line going early. And again, on that Wednesday night, that might be something you could look about getting a Fast Pass 4 at night because it's a neat ride at night too.
What are you thinking for Haunted Mansion, guys? I think you do it. I mean, I don't think it's... we did it first time we went, and Harper was five, and like I said, it didn't scare her. I think it's meant to be scary, but it's really not. I think, again, she's with you, and that's something y'all want to experience. I mean, you haven't done that in a long time. You definitely... There's several rides there that you're going to hate that you miss just because you didn't think... Even if you have to do the rider swap. You know, Pirates, like we said earlier... Jungle Cruise.
Here's one tip for Haunted Mansion. When you're in the waiting room and the room starts stretching, when the lights go out, cover her ears because there's about to be a loud scream. That's probably the scariest thing that we encountered with our boys.
My tip for the stretching room would be to skip it. When you're going in, you can ask the cast member, hey, I think my child might be scared of this. Can we skip this room? And they should let you. And you can go straight to the line.
If you don't, and you go in, look for the painting with the lady with the umbrella.
Yes, the lady with the umbrella. Stand directly under it.
Because that is where the door is. That door opens, and you're the first ones in line. If not, you're like cattle being herded towards a little narrow exit. So you want to get in front of that. So look when you go in, look for the lady with the umbrella, and get underneath her. No, don't stand against the door, because they'll say, you need to move, scoot up. Move directly to the dead center. But move, go towards that door, and you'll see a little red light, too, that'll kind of let you know, hey, this is right. But the lady with the umbrella, that's the exit there. But you got to do that. Like I said, some of the things you got to do, you got to do that. You got to do the classic rides, because you'll hate if you didn't. That we went all the way to Magic Kingdom, and we didn't ride the classic rides. I mean, it's just part. And for that matter, you've got to ride Splash Mountain. Did we even mention Splash Mountain?
How about they fat rope drop Tomorrowland Speedway, Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin, stuff in Tomorrowland. Fast Pass Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Fast Pass Haunted Mansion. And Fast Pass, you, Andrew, get one for Big Thunder Mountain. Rachel gets one for Splash Mountain. And whichever one's not riding can take Emma to the little... There's a little playground there at the exit of Splash Mountain that she will love. Our boys love it. I know Boone loves it. It's a great little place. But yeah, you do have to ride those rides. Those are awesome.
Yep. And Tom Sawyer Island, don't worry about that if you don't get to ride that.
Don't do Enchanted. Maybe that's what we should tell
Swiss Family Robinson.
Don't waste your time on the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse, Enchanted Tiki Room. Sorry, no offense. The Tom Sawyer's Island.
You want to ride Aladdin, the Magic
Flying Carpets. Yeah, you'll love Magic Carpets, Country Bear Jamboree. I'd go see the Carousel of Progress.
But that's the good thing about this day, Andrew, is again, it's a more relaxed day, and you're just looking for things you haven't done.
Or redoing the things, as you said, Craig, correct, that you really enjoy on day one.
Right.
So I've learned a lot about the FastPass system just listening to you guys, because I've never actually used it. If I book these, I'm supposed to book these tomorrow, actually. Do I go ahead and try to book these the way we've planned them out, and then I'm looking to change after we've been in the park on Wednesday if there's some things that we know that Emma's going to enjoy or that she's not liking?
I think so. I think that's fair. Because really the only ones that you won't be able to adjust, most likely, you probably won't be able to find another one for Mine Train. Navi River Journey, Flight of Passage at Animal Kingdom. Most of the others you'll be able to kind of play with, I think, even a couple of days out.
And as soon as you get on that third Fast Pass, as soon as you use your armband to check in, you can go ahead and start planning the next Fast Pass. So get on your app right then and start looking at what's available then. And that's how we've got. How many did we get that one day?
Seven or eight. I mean, so you just keep playing with that app and moving up the times.
You've got a good number, because a lot of the stuff you'll be riding one or two people, so you got a good number that you can get a lot of fast passes that way too.
Yeah, and of course you can always call on the Grim Grinning guys and text us, and we'll once we're off air, we'll give you some more specific times to look for in that planning. You are booking that 60 days from the day you check in.
Correct.
It's not the first day you.
Yes, this is from the day we check in.
Okay. All right, so yeah, make sure in the morning it's 6. You can start at 6 a.m. Central Time, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. So on there at 5:55.
And get up and do that at 5:55 in the morning.
And I would suggest doing it on a laptop or a desktop computer, don't try to do it on your phone.
No.
It's easy to adjust the times and stuff on your phone, but get on a computer with good internet and don't stress. It'll all be okay.
Okay, you did lunch-ish today at Ohana. Are there any other meals or snacks we want to kind of squeeze in there during that day?
Now, you do have dinner currently scheduled at Crystal Palace that night,
we
right?
We do. It's a late one, and we fly out fairly early the next day. It's 8:50 at Crystal Palace that Friday night. Flight out on Saturday departs at... I do not have it right now.
Well, just remember, whatever time that is, you'll leave for Magical Express 2 hours before that, 3 hours before that.
So and just, it being a holiday, they may have you 4 hours.
Yeah. So if your flight, say, leaves at 10 o'clock, you're leaving the hotel at 6. And by the way, you take your bags up there with you, and they'll, just like when you come, since you've never done this, you'll get those bag tags. They'll give those to you at the hotel. You'll get them that night on your door. You'll put those on your bags, take them down there. They'll check them in. You won't see them again until you get back to Nashville. So that's the greatest thing about Magical Express is you put your bags in Nashville and you don't see them again until you get back to your resort at Pop Century. They'll be sitting in your room.
Well, hopefully we've helped you somewhat, Andrew. It's been fun. We appreciate you joining us for these last couple of episodes as we planned in real time. I like that term.
We can tell.
And speaking of real time, it's time for
Grim
Grinning Greatness.
And today's Grim Grinning Greatness question comes from Craig, and we're all going to answer, and Andrew's going to get to answer.
Let's say we didn't let him answer last time.
Let's let Andrew ask the Grim Grinning Greatness question.
I like that.
As we put him on the spot.
All right, so I guess that's so much information you give me, man. Great stuff. Lots of helpful tips. I guess my parting question would be, what is the one thing that maybe you haven't shared over these last two episodes that you would think is incredibly important for me to know?
That's a good question. Very good question. Well, I'm going to mention one, and I think I mentioned it on Monday's episode, but I want to stress it again. If you're doing quick service dining, use mobile ordering. It will, especially since it's going to save you so much time. So, like, for example, and we didn't go into the details, like, if you are, let's say you are in Magic Kingdom and you're about to ride Jungle Cruise with a Fast Pass, let's just say that's happening, and you're about to get on the ride, I would go ahead and get on the app and order what you want from, say, Pecos Bills or Columbia Harbor House, and then when you get off the ride, just put, I'm here, on the app, and by the time you get there, your food will be ready. So... And you'll see there'll be people waiting 30 to 40 minutes to order. Use mobile ordering any chance you get.
I am going to back up way further than that. Two things I'm going to tell you. Number one, be sure you either rent or you take a stroller. And number two, be sure you have a backpack with all the necessities you need for that day. A towel, like I said, your water bottle, some snacks. Raincoats, if you want those, you can get them from dollar store.
Don't you mean rain suits? Craig always packs a
rain suit. That's yes. Right. And put those in the bag. Go back to what episode was that, Matthew? It was one of our first episodes, one of the early episodes. But kind of a list of all the things that you can take. You don't have to take all that, but you just save so many headaches by having that backpack. We all three right now, still, when we go to the park, we'll take a backpack. And that's even just us three guys, because you can carry so much. If you buy something, put it in there, or you can send it back to your room. But there's just so much you can do with a backpack, and you're ready, especially with a three-year-old.
That would be episodes 16 and 18. I'm going to Disney and packing, and then we go through the alphabet. Craig, you will also hear Craig advise you to take a over-the-door shoe hanger.
It was a letter, guys. I just had to come up with something. Are y'all planning on taking?
I bet he's got a pair of Umbros. Still.
A pair of Umbros.
Yeah.
Are you planning on taking
rain suit?
Taking a stroller, or are you renting a stroller?
Moleskin. He's going to bring Moleskin.
We're definitely planning on taking a stroller. So
okay, let me ask you this: what kind of stroller is it?
Well, we have two options:
those umbrella strollers.
So we have a foldable, a little bit smaller stroller, pretty easy to carry, pretty lightweight, and then we also have one of the big like jogging Bob strollers.
Take the smaller
two
one.
Options.
I would take the smaller.
I would assume the smaller one easier to get through the airport. Yep. And that would probably be the
path. I was asking about the umbrella stroller because those are always so small and your back is killing you by the end of the day because you've been over pushed it all day. Yeah. So but a small one would be the way to go.
That's when you let your wife push for a little while. Don't forget the moleskin, right, Craig?
And moleskin, yes. And the moles.
I am a trapper.
Guacamole.
Don't forget.
I haven't heard about Derek being a trapper in a while.
My tip is going to be more, you're going to be surprised by this. It's going to be take it easy and just make sure Emma enjoys it. I think that if you get too stressed about it, it's going to set a tone that could influence her later and her memories. She probably won't remember anything, a lot of the things that y'all do. But I'm sure she's inclined to remember the feelings that she had. So I think if you just play it laid back and let her do her thing and make her feel that this trip is for her, that it's going to be easier on you dealing with crowds and whatnot and better for her because hopefully she won't fight you as much too.
Well, Derek just got deep there.
He did.
Man.
Yeah. And I'm
sorry.
I'm,
and she's going to jump off the top rope with an elbow.
that's more like it, Derek. Sorry.
And I'll second that as far as enjoy, like I said, I'm glad you got the memory maker. Enjoy those candid moments and enjoy those things you get to see in her eyes because the next time she goes, it'll be totally different. So, and again, like we said earlier, just because you miss something, don't think it ruined your whole trip.
Yes.
That just makes you go back again.
If things don't go according to plan, it will still be a grand adventure.
Yep.
Well, Andrew, thank you again. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Been a joy being here with you and lots of information, so much information. You guys do a great job and very appreciative of you offering your services up to me.
What address? Well,
we appreciate listeners such as yourself.
What address do we send the bill to? Is that
Craig? Billed to my wife, Rachel.
We thank Andrew for coming on. I thank Derek and Craig for their insights today and for letting me join them on this episode.
Is this your last episode?
If Derek has anything to say about it, it will be.
Hey, follow us on social media. Follow us on Podbean. We are over 200 followers. So continue to build us up, continue to listen, and continue to download.
And The Rock is not one of them.
No.
And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
You would like to join our jamboree. There's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace. The haunting's free. So hurry back.